reading from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 26th. 2022. Hello, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
It's the Prime Life Times in Review. It's our tendency, our practice, our desire to share this great publication with you, and we typically do it each and every Wednesday, and this will be twice this week, Marianne. We're almost getting back to where we had you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We're getting there.
Well, yesterday I had a special message where Jason preached a few weeks ago at his church, and I just wanted to share that with our listeners because he's the Friday co-host, and what he's doing at his church now, where he's just kind of allowing the Lord to lead him with a different kind of message each and every week instead of having a whole sermon series on the book of James or whatever. And that's what happens on Friday, because we had talked about, do we want to do another book through the Bible and spend so many weeks, or in our case, maybe so many years on whatever book? And he said, why don't we just kind of let the Lord lead and see what's going on? And so that's what's been happening on Friday. But I loved his message from a few weeks ago and shared his various remarks during that sermon. So that was yesterday's. But we had you on Monday, and that was a blessing. And we have you back today to read an article by Roger Wise Garver. So we'll do that in just a minute here. And we also have a number of listener letters laid out, because we like to do that also on Wednesday, read the feedback from our listeners. And that's one of the reasons I read this verse out of Galatians chapter 6. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I was just thinking about the harvest of the letters, the listeners that respond and give us feedback, that donate, that allow this radio ministry to go forward. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. And that's what I believe by these various gifts and the remarks that we'll be reading. These are people that believe in this radio ministry, that are giving back. They're doing good, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. They are entrusting their resources, their gifts, their donations to us.
That's true.
As we lift high the name of Jesus and broadcast good news messages day and night. So it's kind of a team effort. I've said that a lot, but I'm excited to share some of these listener letters. Our staff reads each and every letter, and if there's prayer requests, we pray them up and we share them with our prayer warriors. We have a team in Springfield that pray each week, and I get the summary of all the prayer requests and we talk about them. So we're excited to respond to each and every request.
Prayer is so vital.
Yes, prayer is vital. And in fact, on Mondays, we're going through the book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I was thinking before our program, we prayed it up. And we both, I had a lot of words where we just covered a lot of different needs and people and circumstances. And I attribute some of the renewed desire to pray and intercede on behalf of different people to this book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And if you want a discounted copy, we have them available here, not only at our new Marketplace Mall location, but also at the Springfield studio. So stop by, $10, and we'll give you a copy of Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early.
It's a good book.
Good book. Well, Marianne, musically speaking, we appreciate our good friend Roger Weisgarber,
yes,
who sings
He's
with
one
the
of our
Singing
favorites.
Men. Yep. He acts as our chaplain for the Singing Men of GNN, which, incidentally, February 7th, will kick off a new season of rehearsals right here at Marketplace Mall. So
Wonderful.
If you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, come join the Singing Men of GNN on Monday night, February 7th at 7 p.m.
I love hearing you guys sing. Okay, this is Roger's article in his monthly column, Musically Speaking. This month's titled, America's Gallant Lady of Song, Carrie Jacobs Bond, 1862 to 1946.
Now, if Rob was here, I would say, Rob, did you know her?
Oh, my word.
Rob's not joining us today. Well, we're going to have him back in pretty soon.
Oh, yeah,
right?
We are. Okay. Next week, I think.
Okay.
$4,000 in life insurance, a load of debt, and a young son to support. That was all Dr. Frank Bond bequeathed to his widow, Carrie Jacobs Bond. She had no business experience whatsoever. She didn't know how to do anything except keep her house up, and she could hardly do that as she had been an invalid for years, her joints tortured by inflammatory rheumatism. But Carrie wanted neither pity nor charity. She was too proud for either. To distance herself from relatives and friends, she moved to Chicago to face the grim years ahead. What could she do? She tried running a rooming house but couldn't make expenses. In her grandfather's home in Janesville, Wisconsin, art and piano lessons had been part of her upbringing. Carrie tried selling self-painted china, but no one wanted her sugar bowls and plates. She wrote songs, but publishers wouldn't buy them. She couldn't have foreseen that 15 years later, in 1910, she would write her Song of Songs, The End of a Perfect Day, a song that sold 6 million copies and netted her $250,000 worth $7,277,500 at today's valuation. When Carrie first started writing songs, she couldn't get even $5 apiece. Blighting poverty was her lot. Unable to pay her rent, she often feared she and her son would be put out on the street. Finally, Carrie became so poor she could eat only one meal a day. Secondhand dealers took her furniture and silverware and paid her enough to keep her and her son from starving. But Carrie Bond continued to write beautiful songs, songs that would one day be sung around the world, songs like Just a Wearyin' for You and I Love You Truly. The latter let her become the first woman to sell 1 million copies of a song. It is ironic that she wrote these songs on wrapping paper because she couldn't afford to buy writing paper. Furthermore, she wrote by candlelight because it was cheaper than gaslight. The first time Carrie sang songs in vaudeville, she was hissed off the stage. Many years later, this poor woman, many years later, her name was up in lights, and they paid her $1,000 a week. Of course, despite her success, Carrie's health remained an ongoing challenge throughout her life. To ease the pain of her rheumatism, she moved to the warmer climate of Hollywood. Even there, she spent many months hospitalized, completely incapacitated. One day, Carrie motored through Southern California. That evening, she stood atop Mount Rubidoux. In awe, she watched the gorgeous sunset colors. Words and phrases came to mind, and she dashed off two stanzas of a poem. After a while, she found herself humming a fitting tune. Without effort, she had created a song destined to enjoy greater sales than any piece of music since Gilbert and Sullivan. Both Theodore Roosevelt and Warren G. Harding invited Carrie to the White House to sing for them. Harding's favorite song was The End of a Perfect Day, which he had the Marine Band play as the closing number at all of their concerts. When Carrie died in 1946 at 85, she had over 175 home and heart songs to her credit. We all suffer tragedies, some more than others. It's what we do despite them that matters most. Carrie Jacobs Bond made her own way at a time when it was almost impossible for someone of her status to do so. We can all look to her as a role model and inspiration. And then the byline for Rogers in this column, Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarver combines his interest in music and history. Roger can be reached at Roger_Weisgarver, that's Weisgarver, at MSN.com. And I bet Roger would be glad to hear from people.
And Roger can be seen in person on Monday nights beginning February 7th
with
the Singing Men of GNN. So, men, if you want to meet Roger and rehearse with the Singing Men of GNN, come out February 7th as we kick off a Singing Men series of rehearsals. And I love this line at the very end. We all suffer tragedies, some more than others. It is what we do despite them that matters most. And, you know, here she's widowed.
Oh, gosh.
Basically without food and trying to raise her family, and what am I going to do? And she tried drawing on china and different things that she tried to sell. Painting, wasn't
she tried so much.
Able to make ends meet. And yet she persevered. She used various gifts that she had with the singing and songwriting. And then, don't you know, some years later, you know, she has a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so what
and
determination.
And something for all writers and artists and quilters and whoever you are in the arts. This woman wrote songs that publishers would not buy, rejected. She was laughed off the stage singing her songs, all this stuff. And then, oh well, she sang in front of the president. The Marine Band played her song. Oh my goodness, what'd she do, make like $7 million in today's money?
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. Hang in there. And God can use, you know, those circumstances to refine our character and to make us a better person, maybe more appreciative or more generous or more gracious. And she seemed like she ended really well and made it to 85, which in those times was very old.
And so, even if she had, she was still using those God-given gifts. And that's so important.
Yeah. So that's in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the January edition. In fact, the February edition will be out in a few days.
So it will.
We're excited to get that distributed to our almost 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. The Prime Life Times, we have a growing number of people that are subscribing. In fact, 2 days ago, somebody from Springfield that wanted to pick it up. And we have different locations that we continue to service and have them available. But if you want to be a subscriber, it's $30 a year, and that's for 12 months. So if you start in January or start in February, it'll be 12 continuous months after that, or June, whenever.
Whenever.
Give it as a gift. Somebody the other day that lives locally said, oh, I have a family member in Itasca, Illinois, and she loves reading this when I send it to her.
That's so nice.
So she purchased a subscription for her. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or give us a call and we can work it out. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
Here someday soon we'll start back up with our Where in the World is the Prime Life Times. We were collecting pictures of people holding the Prime Life Times, and it came in from all over the country and really the world.
And parts of the world, If you take a picture of yourself reading, or you and your friends or family reading it, we might start that up again where we'll publish, you know, your photograph. And
we will start it up. We just kind of wait until COVID kind of goes
away. Yeah, when you can get out more
away.
Often.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that people send in, we have a lot of great listener letter, and this comes from dear friends. Look at the photograph that they send. It's like a montage of them kissing and holding hands and dancing.
That.
And this is from Don and Donna Barnes. I'll say their last name because they've been donors and volunteers.
They're both in blue outfits. I love it.
Yeah, they coordinated their outfits together. God's blessings of miracle love, James 1:17. Happy 34th, so it must be their 34th wedding anniversary.
Okay, I was going to say, that looks like a very special occasion.
July 3rd, 1987 to 2021. So this was in their Christmas card to me, and it's a beautiful card. The wise still seek him, and then it has a number of messages, and then she handwrites, celebrating the birthday of Jesus, our Creator, Savior, Redeemer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Whoa.
She goes on to write a number of blessings to us, and then in peace, Don and Donna Barnes with a big heart. So thank you, Don and Donna. Thank you for your support and being a part of this radio ministry so many years.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a response card that came in from Nancy in Champaign.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. God sure. Oh, this is why you're going to blush at this, Mark. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay. God sure picked the right person to oversee this radio station. It could not be done without you, Nancy.
How do you know it's me? It could be just to you.
I think you're the person that oversees the whole station.
Okay.
I thought you were. Now I'm getting really worried, but that's okay. Somebody needs to be in charge.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you for your kind words and support. This comes from Martha from Mahomet, and she writes, just a note of thanks for God's blessings through Great News Radio, big exclamation point. I love you all, and she signs it Marty, and loving us all. That means you and Karen and the great team that God has raised up to put this
sure
radio ministry
nice
together. Yeah, Tim and Joyce and, oh gosh, there's a bunch of us.
There is. Okay, so here's one that came for WLUJ, for the team. Dear WLUJ, this is from Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. WLUJ team, my husband and I have been supporters of WLUJ Radio for several years. Thank you. We are so grateful for your faithful ministry. The combination of teaching and music is a blessing to us every day. That's from Cheryl in Winchester, Illinois.
Yeah, thanks for your support, guys. This comes from Shari, Sharry. Is that how I would say it?
I would, yeah.
From
I think so.
Chatham, Illinois. She says, thank you for the most wonderful Christmas programs and best of, in quotes, programs. It's a Wonderful Life was great. Of course, the music was lovely. Happy New Year. And yes, we played It's a Wonderful Life by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and that was a fun production, a retelling of that classic story by local actors and actresses that helped out and volunteered through Great News Media. Here's a sweet short note from Elaine from Cisno Park. Keep on doing a great job. Woohoo, we'll try.
That's nice. Okay, this is from Nancy in Springfield. Again, WLUJ. Thank you for loving the people of Springfield with God's word. Nancy, that's really nice.
Sweet. Thank you, Nancy. Here's a note from Karen from Macon, Illinois. Please keep on keeping on. God bless the good work you're doing in lifting up Jesus every day. We need your Christian radio influence. Well, Karen, we'll pray that you'll be used of God in special and unique ways today to influence your world. And thank you for supporting our ministry and being a part of our radio listening family.
Okay, this is coming to us from Indiana.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Our great Indiana listeners. I love saying that.
Oh, I know you do. Okay, this is from Phyllis in Indiana.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis. She says, thank you, servants of the Lord. We have all been blessed by the sermons and music. Love to all, Phyllis.
Thanks for your support. This comes from George and Patricia from Athens, Illinois, and she writes, pray for my husband's health to return. And so we have lifted that prayer up and appreciate each and every time you send a prayer request. We have a great team, and we do pray, and we will pray for your husband's health to return. And thank you for sharing that, and thank you for your support.
This is from Kay. Kay is in Gibson City.
Hey, Kay.
Okay.
Okay, Kay.
And she says, thank you for being my daily companion for all these many years, Kay. Well, that's really nice, Mark.
That's sweet. This comes from two dear friends who have supported this radio ministry generously for many, many years. But this is from Rick and Jeanette from Rantoul. To Mark and family and radio family, too, have a blessed and safe Christmas. Grace and peace from Rick and Jeanette. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all your support these many, many years.
And here is one of the last Merry Christmas cards. It's Merry Christmas from the Bentons in Saukville, Wisconsin.
Woohoo! We got Indiana, we got Wisconsin, and all of our central Illinois and west central Indiana listeners.
Quite a lot.
This is a note from Will from Decatur, Illinois, and he writes, pray for my strength in the Lord to increase daily and for my children and their mothers and the Christians being persecuted. And, we talked about that last Wednesday when we read the various articles from the Prime Life Times on the Holocaust and all the persecution, whether it's Christians or Jewish or people that are being persecuted throughout the world.
It seems to be any ethnicity that someone doesn't like or any culture. But, definitely anti-Semitism is a serious issue. We did talk about that. Okay, this is from Al in Virginia, Illinois. This says, good health for New Year's and conversion of souls. Thank you very much. That's to WLUJ, by the way.
And I'll close out with one from our friend Joyce in Urbana. I am thankful for Great News Radio. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. So we're getting caught up. We got some Thanksgiving and Christmas blessings and New Year blessings.
Soon we'll be reading Valentine's.
Yeah. So thank you for writing us. If you want to get in touch with us, our address is Great News Radio or Great News Media, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And we appreciate the family of stations. You can always write WLUJ Radio, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. We respond to all mailings, and we send thank you letters for any donations that you feel you'd like to send to our ministry. We appreciate it. Together we do better, and we're 100% listener supported, so your donations make a difference. And thank you for being a part of our radio listening family. Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you're blessed by our various programs, and may you and be encouraged by the Prime Life Times. You can read it online or subscribe. Find out more at primelifetimes.com. Well, to honor Roger Weisgarber, I'm going to close out with a special audio clip of the movie The End of a Perfect Day. May you be blessed by these lyrics and encouraged by God's love. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and a perfect day.
I can play a piece. I used to play in the 10 cent store.
Oh, but that'd be nice.
I can sing The End of a Perfect Day.
Willie.
Well, I can.
Well, so can everybody else.
Hey, come on, Willie, sing. Oh.
All right.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thought, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay for the joy that the day